Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And this is for Friday, the 25th of September 2020, obviously for the day and week ending the 25th. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. An interesting day and week of stats this week. Let's start with the daily overview for the 25th of September 2020. There were 544 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's the same amount of companies yesterday. The volume is down to 1.505 billion, and that's down from 1.983 billion yesterday. And of the 544 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 282 with gains. That's a great improvement on yesterday of 87. There were 137 with no gain. That's up from 98 yesterday. And there were 125 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 359 yesterday. So heading in the right direction now, and be interesting to see how it goes on Monday and Tuesday next week. Let's look at the average volume. So the volume for today, as already mentioned, is 1.505 billion. The average is dropped to 2.76 million, and that's down from 3.64 million average yesterday. The gain loss is a positive gain today of 2.14% average, and that's a huge turnaround from a minus 2.31% average loss yesterday. So some good stats there, and a nice positive day today. Let's continue the positive news and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they are, at number one, we have Black Earth Minerals, ASX code BEM, and it had a percentage gain of 40.54% today. At number two, we have Jindalee Resources Limited, ASX code GRL, and it had a percentage gain of 39.77% today. At number three, we have Andromeda Metals Limited, ASX code ADN, and it had a percentage gain of 29.17% today. At number four, we have Heron Resources Limited, ASX code HRR, and it had a percentage gain of 27.91% today. At number five, finishing off the top five, is Minotaur Exploration Limited, ASX code MEP, and it had a percentage gain of 25.45% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. Some great gains and positive activity there. All right, let's look at the commodities for today. The best performing commodities, and there was a few, were gold, HPA alumina kaolin, manganese, lithium, silver, lead and zinc, all performing well. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Shorefire Resources, ASX code S. That's ASX code SRN, and 10.22% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, Lachlan Fold Belt, which is predominantly located in New South Wales, Australia, but also Queensland, Australia and Victoria, Australia, and Kalgoorlie, which is located in Western Australia, both performed well today. Let's look at the spend of the top 20 over the last 12 months, the percentage staff min versus percentage project spend, and it's at an average of 53%. So effectively, that means the spend over the last 12 months with the top 20 today, 53% on average has been spent on staff admin, leaving 47% spent on projects. That's an improvement of the last few days, and it's down from 57% average yesterday. Let's look at the ERP statistics. There were 143 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that used an ERP software solution, and that's up from 141 yesterday. A huge turnaround with the percentage gain loss. It's at a gain today of 2.42% average, and that's up. That's a huge turnaround from a minus 3.45% negative yesterday. So that's a huge turnaround of around 5% overnight. The volume is down to 423 million today, and that's down from 531 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, there are five that are using an ERP software solution. And finishing off the ERP statistics, of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today that use an ERP software solution, on average, they're spending over the last 12 months 49% on staff admin and 51% on projects. So that's increased from 39% average yesterday. So definitely like that, around the 40%, it's a little bit high today and very close to the general average of 53%. All right, that concludes our daily overview today of the ASX resource sector. We will now look at the weekly overview. And again, this is for week ending Friday, the 25th of September, 2020. And there were 605 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's down from 613 last week. Volume is down ever so slightly to 9.75 billion. And that's down from 9.89 billion last week. Therefore, the average has dropped slightly to just over 16 million, and it was similar last week, so very close to the same average there. Looking at the average gain loss this week, it's at a minus 1.29% average loss this week, and that's down from a huge positive 10.3% positive gains last week. So a turnaround of over 11% there. Let's look at the breakdown of the 605 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. There were 179 with gains. That's down significantly from 329 last week. There are 84 with no gain. That's down from 93 last week. And this is a huge turnaround. There are 342 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 191 last week. So a tough week on the market this week with a couple of negative days, and obviously overall a negative week, particularly with the average gain loss at a minus 1.29% average loss this week. Let's look at the positive and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were at number one, Triple M Energy Limited, ASX code TNP. And it had a percentage gain of 93.33% this week. At number two, we have Tao Commodities Limited, ASX code TAO, and it had a percentage gain of 83.33% this week. At number three, we have Andromeda Metals Limited, ASX code ADN, and it had a percentage gain of 58.16% this week. At number four, we have Sovereign Metals Limited, ASX code SVM, and it had a percentage gain of 50% this week. And rounding off at number five is Jindalee Resources Limited, ASX code JRL, and it had a percentage gain of 46.43% this week. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Some great positive gains and lots of good activity there. All right, let's look at the commodities for this week. And the best performing commodities were gold, oil and gas, HBA alumina kaolin, copper, lithium, lead, silver and zinc, all performing well this week. The highest traded stock this week was Tao Commodities Limited, ASX code TAO, and 42.44% of the company was traded this week. Wow, that's amazing. That's close to half the company traded in a week. All right, looking at project locations, there were no standout project locations. It was a good mix across the board. So we'll move on and look at the top 20 best performing app. Let's start that again. Let's look at the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks, their percentage spend versus percentage spend of projects. And on staff admin, it was 51.25% average, leaving just over 48.75% spent on projects on average. So that's down from 60.21% last week. So that's certainly heading in the right direction as far as where money should be spent. Let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there were 152 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. And that's down slightly from 155 last week. Looking at the average gain loss, it's at a loss this week. The average loss is minus 2.65%. And that's a huge turnaround of over 6% last week, as the average last week was 4.55%. So a huge turnaround of over 6% to a minus 2.65% this week. Volume is down to 2.50 billion, and that's down from 3.01 billion last week. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, three of them are using an ERP software solution. And looking at the spend of the top 20 ERP companies, the average spend is 46.56% on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving just over 53% spent on projects in the last 12 months. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, which was Triple Energy Limited, ASX code TNP. And we did do an overview of this company as it was the best performing stock on one of the days this week. But let's look at the overview again. We'll start with their projects. They have two projects in oil and gas located in China. And looking at their spend over the last 12 months, they've spent $57,000 on projects and $347,000 on staff admin. That equates to over 85% of money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin. As far as money in the bank, they have approximately $184,000, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. Their market is currently just over 2 million. Again, their market cap just over 2 million. Total shares on issue is close to 72 million. And looking at their top 20 shareholders, and this is including directors, they own approximately around 90% of the company. So a very strong and loyal top 20 shareholding there. So that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, which was Triple Energy Limited, ASX code TMP. And again, congrats to all holders of TMP. That now concludes our MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and have a great weekend and a good evening. Good night.